North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, California, community radio. My name is Bobby Tryon, and North State Give and Take showcases nonprofits and people doing interesting things in the North State. You can hear all of my interviews on KZFR.org, go to programs, go to Tuesday, and go to North State Give and Take so that you can find a recording and how to get in touch with the people that I've interviewed. So today, let's continue on with North State Give and Take. Today on North State Give and Take, I am going to interview Rachel Hoyle. And I'm going to let Rachel tell you what the position that she holds at Little Red Hen. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Like you said, my name is Rachel Hoyle. I am the manager for Little Red Hen's Lifespan Center, which is where we have all of our children's programs, play therapy. And so I oversee all of those programs and the implementation of it. And then I also oversee our resource office and our lending library that we have available for community members to come and check out books and learn about services within the community.
And the Little Red Hen works with or is contracted with Far Northern Regional Center.
Yes.
Yes.
Far Northern Regional Center is our primary funding source. We do try to do different fundraising efforts and things like that too, which is kind of why we're talking about our carnival that we're having on April 2nd also. But all of our programs for adults and children are funded through Far Northern Regional Center.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about the Little Red Hen and how it's grown, because I know it started as a nursery right on 32, yes. And now I see it in so many places.
Yes, so we actually have 6 locations now. It started out, like you said, as a nursery in downtown Chico, and it grew. We saw a need in the community where we were able to serve more and more individuals with developmental disabilities, and so from the nursery, we grew into the gift shop over by Sierra Nevada Brewery, and then after the gift shop, we grew into the kitchen store, which is over off of East Avenue.
I know.
And then with the kitchen store, we opened up our floral shop next door to that also. Mm-hmm. And then we opened up our vintage location, which is in downtown Chico. And then we also have our home store in downtown Chico.
I know.
And then we also have our tools and trade program, which we just opened a second tools and trade too. And that's over by our park and garden area, which is over by Spiteri's in that little shopping center there.
And do you sell tools there? What happens there? Did you say?
So it's basically, it's called tools and trade because people, all of our staff are learning how to work with different tools and learning different trades. So they're learning how to build things, to repair things. A lot of the tools and trade crew goes around to the different locations, like if we have any sort of maintenance issues, things like that. So it's just kind of developing different skills, carpentry, painting, that sort of
sure.
thing.
Well, and you know, I'll tell you, the kitchen store is my go-to when it comes to any kitchen things, because it's so well stocked. And I mean, it's such a nice store.
It is. There's so many gadgets.
So the vintage store, is that where Zucchini and Vine was?
That's actually the home store.
Oh.
The vintage store is across the street and up a block.
It's on Main though.
It's on Main, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Main. Yeah. And so I haven't been in those stores. Does it have clothes and those kind of things?
It's kind of an assortment. So it's basically, the vintage store has actual vintage items. So antiques, things like that. And then there's also brand new things that are kind of made to look vintagey.
Okay.
We also have the tools and trade crew will repurpose furniture and things like that. And we sell that at the vintage store. yeah, just lots of fun things to go and shop around. So
I mean, so much growing. It's been so successful.
Yes. It's wonderful to see. I helped start the gift shop. When we first opened up the gift shop, that's when I was first hired on with Little Red Hen. And so I've really grown with the company. Also, I've been around for a while and helped start the kitchen store. And then I've always been a part of the autism resource office. And
gotcha. All of these stores, they're staffed. There's a staff with the Little Red Hen. And then also you hire people with disabilities to come in and work in them.
Our staff are those with developmental disabilities. We call them staff. That's just kind of how we designate them.
Sure.
We have instructors who are there teaching our staff. So they're learning how to do different shipping skills, learning how to price things, how to do displays, just kind of the basic runaround of retail.
And how to deal with customers.
Yeah.
And all that. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
So, and that service is, we were talking about that. Far northern. So it's kind of Northern California.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so it's Butte County and surrounding counties.
Primarily, Little Red Hen primarily is Butte County though.
Yeah.
So.
And you are particularly involved with the kids.
Yes. So we have our Little Red Hen Children's Program. So we have children coming Monday through Friday, ages 4 to 17. So we have our Little Sprouts program. Those are for kids with autism, ranging in age from 4 to 7 years old. And we have our Bud and Sprouts program, and that's kids ranging in age from 8 to 12 years old. And then we also have our Growing Together Teens program. And so that is 13 to 17 year olds. And then in the summertime, we actually put on a full theater production of The Wizard of Oz. And so that's a 6-week program that we do during the summer. And that's for kids 4 to 17. So we kind of group everybody together with that one. And then we also have our FLOC program, which FLOC stands for Feeling Like One Common Kid. And so that is a 3-week community-based socialization and play therapy program where we go into the community and we practice advocating for ourselves when ordering lunch. If something's not right, like how do we tell the person it wasn't right? Or how do we speak up and tell them exactly what we want? And then also building social skills, friendship skills, all of the play skills that you need to make and keep friends. And also going and visiting, like going to the bowling alley or going to the museums and learning how to self-regulate ourselves while we're out in the community and be a part of the community.
Mm-hmm. So,
the children's programs, I know I talked about the different names and the age ranges, but we also, just so you know what we do with those programs, the weekly programs, it's all play therapy based. So we have it's a giant 9,000 square foot building where we have a bounce house in there and we have our big stage in there and we have pretend playland and gross motor land and we have a space room and we have walls of board games. And so it's all play based and it's all working on functionally playing and understanding social cues and learning how to make friends, learning how to keep friends and, you know, things that might be missed if you're lacking those skills, building upon them and just making them grow.
Sure. It must be interesting because of all of the different levels of where the kids are, where they are.
Right.
Them on all different levels.
Yeah. And that's a good point because we accept any, you know, autism is a spectrum. And so there's some people where you wouldn't have really a clue unless you were like really talking with them or, you know, like there might be a little bit of awkwardness here and there. And then there's other people on the spectrum where, it's, you know, they're nonverbal. And so we have to figure out how to get them to communicate with their peers and how to learn how to play games with their peers and adapt. And that's kind of what I think makes our program so special is that we don't turn down anybody regardless of, you know, the way that you are functioning because we want to work with you. We want to build upon what skills you have and make it so that you can be your best self in all social and play scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you have to have some knowledge about that though, I'm sure. I mean, you guys have had some pretty good education to know how to.
Yeah. I have a master's degree in teaching, specializing in applied behavior analysis. My BA was in speech and language therapy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I've been working our programs. Like I said, I've been around for about 15 years. And so I've seen a lot of different kiddos come in and it's really wonderful to see, you know, it might be something small where you're playing a board game and like they finally made it through an entire board game. It's like, yes, like that's an enormous success for that person. So it's fun to see these little milestones that might not be so difficult for typical children, but where it's like, wow, you did amazing. And, you know, we can cheer you on and watch you grow even more.
And that whole thing about the spectrum and learning about that has been what maybe over the last 10 years, a lot of things have changed about how you work within that spectrum and what you
do. There's different therapies, different approaches. You know, there's always new like evidence-based research with different curriculums and things like that. And so it's, you know, along with the kids we work with, we see them growing, but we also like to go to different like seminars or, you know, trainings and things like that so that I can grow or we can grow also and share that knowledge with not only parents that we work with, but also implementing the different teachings to our children also.
Well, and it just makes them actually have a life that they can function in and live in this world. I mean, if you don't have something like that and you are on a spectrum, how do you make that path through?
Right. It's easy to get lost.
Yes.
And so that's, you know, we try to find their strengths and work with those strengths. And if there is a weakness in that, then we detect what it is and we see how we can adapt how we play or how we talk or how we grow. And once we find that adaptation, then we practice it. And then once we generalize it in different areas, then it's like, yay, you mastered it. You're moving on.
Yeah, good. So. Great. Well, and then like you said, some of these kids, they grow up and they become adults. And then there are jobs in all of those six Red Hen stores or where they can get a job working.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great. A good setup.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Rachel Hoyle from the Little Red Hen in Chico. Stay tuned. We'll be back for the second half of our conversation. My pre-recorded conversation with Rachel Hoyle from the Little Red Hen, talking about some of the services they offer and an event coming up this next Saturday.
So these kids, they're sort of recognized early in their lives or maybe not. And then are they guided to you so that you can get them involved?
Yes. So the whole process, since Far Northern Regional is our funding source, once the child gets an autism diagnosis, and if they're interested in joining any of our programs, we get referrals from their service coordinators who work for Far Northern. And then we get them in once we get an authorization for just basically the okay to get them into our program.
Yeah.
And then from then, I mean, if they start early, they grow with us throughout. And then once they turn 18, a lot of times they come and they work in our retail locations. And it's just, it's wonderful because you start young. And you're growing and growing and growing and improving your skills. And then all of a sudden you have a job and you're still growing your skills while you're learning the different parts of working and, you know, being responsible and growing that way.
Yeah. So, it's wonderful. And then you've probably seen a lot of them grow up.
Yeah, I have. I know. I've been around for about 15 years.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like even just coming over here to do this interview, two of the people who used to be in my teen group are here working now. So it's fun to see them grow and to see them blossom into these young adults.
Yeah. So. It's the programs that you're talking about actually sound good for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Teens need guidance on so many things. That sounds good.
Yeah.
And now you're, you have an event.
Yes. So on April 2nd, we're having our Autism Carnival. It's basically going to be this big, fabulous carnival. We have 15 different carnival games that are going to be there. We also have 15 different vendors from around the community who will be there. So they're there to offer resources on like behavioral services, or resources on special education tutoring, different. We also have through the We Care A Lot Foundation, a couple of their people are going to be there selling their photography that they do and the plants that they cultivate and their pottery. And so they're part of our vendor system also. And then along with the games, we're going to have different sensory stations throughout. And so it's basically like you can go visit a vendor, you can go play a carnival game, and then you can go work on one of the sensory stations where it's, we kind of focus those on the five senses. So we have a smell station, we have a touch station, we have a music wall for your, for listening.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really fun and all of, and it's free. That's the best part. We are accepting donations, of course, because that's part of the fundraising. But we're going to have a silent auction and a prize wheel. We have the princesses from Princess Parties coming. So they're going to be walking around talking to all of the kids. They're going to be doing face painting and balloon animals. And then we have a bunch of people from, they're called 5.0. They're coming, they dress up as stormtroopers and like Darth Vader. And they just kind of cruise around in all of their suits and like have their lightsabers.
It's going to be really fun. And this is for everybody, anybody, kids.
Yeah, exactly. It's for anybody in the community who wants to come down and, you know, be involved, you know, with COVID and everything, it feels like we've been so detached. And so now that it's finally, things are opening up and we're starting to get back to normal. And, you know, we just wanted to try to bring the community together, promote the Little Red Hen, promote our children's programs, and then also just promote what services are available in our community and also just have fun.
Yeah. So wonderful. So let's see, where is this? Where are you going to do it?
Okay. So it's in Lower Bidwell Park at Sycamore Field. So it's in the, it's where the baseball fields are there. It's Caper Acres on the right hand side. And then we're in the middle there at Sycamore Field. And then on the left hand side, it's where like there's picnic tables and 1 mile recreation area there.
Okay. So. Gotcha. Yeah. There's a baseball diamond there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's going to be in that grassy area. And when is that?
It's April 2nd, Saturday, April 2nd. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
10 to 1. And people can just mosey over there and see what they find. Yeah,
we have we got a couple of sponsors throughout the community. So David Green of Edward Jones, he sponsored all of the carnival tickets. So you don't have to pay for carnival tickets. We have all those paid for. We had a couple different sponsors from around the community who sponsored different games. And so that helps, you know, pay for the production of making the games and whatnot. And also just good PR for them. And then we also, for the prize wheel, you know, I got a membership to the Gateway Science Museum donated. I got vouchers from the Schubert's, so ice cream scoops.
So that's
rare air jump passes. And then also tickets to the Shasta Caverns. And then we'll also have a lot of Little Red Hen merchandise, different Frisbees, coloring books, little squishy balls, water bottles, things like that. So it's going to be a good time.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun for everyone. And the park is perfect right now.
Yeah. So
it'll be beautiful.
I went out there today and it was nice and sunny and the grass looks good. And
it'll be
just
beautiful.
Looks like a perfect spot.
Yep, it'll be a big day for you guys for sure. And so it's just a matter of showing up. Nobody has to, there's no tickets or anything. You just come.
Right. Yeah. It's a matter of showing up, enjoying yourself, having fun, playing carnival games. We have lots of prizes. We have Sliders Grill is going to be there with their food truck.
There you go.
So you can come out and get some lunch. Yeah. It's going to be a really good time. Yeah. And we are excited to just be a part of the community.
Right. And just
actually in the community.
Exactly.
On a computer screen.
Be with people.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So let's just one more time remind everybody on April 2nd, they call it Sycamore Field.
Yes.
And that's, and it's right by Caper Acres and where the picnic tables are from 10 to 1. 10 a different kind of carnival with sensory things and all sorts of things that you can do hands-on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sensory activities. So you're walking through Easter grass, water beads, fluffy ribbons, different textured things like that. our smell station. So it's different cotton balls with different extracts in
there. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, different plants like rosemary, mint, things like that, where you can like squeeze it and then smell it.
Yeah.
It's so fun. We have a busy board where it's like a light board and latches and gears and fidget spinners and things like that. So it's
just great for kids. Great for kids. What a good thing.
Yes.
Come and bring kids. Bring kids. It sounds great.
Exactly.
And a food truck there or a couple food trucks?
Yes. We have one food truck. It's Sliders Grill.
Okay.
And so they have lots of yummy, you know, hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, all sorts of things like that. So,
yeah. Come and stay the whole time. Yeah.
I know. Exactly.
Now, is there a good website or something that if somebody wants to look something up about it?
If you go on to littleredhen.org, we have our flyer for the actual carnival on there. And it has kind of a breakdown of the details, the location, the time, a little snippet of what activities are going to be there also.
Okay. And that website's good for anything about Little Red Hen. You can go there and find out anything.
Right. You can see all of the locations. You can learn about our children's programs and then find out where that carnival is too.
Okay. And a telephone number there if somebody has a reason to call. I'm sure it's there.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Rachel, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, it worked out good. And we'll get it on the air and people will hear about it. It's a beautiful springtime thing to do.
It is.
Okay, good. Okay, bye now.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Rachel Hoyle from the Little Red Hen. She's talking about her program with kids and adults from Far Northern Regional. She also told us about an event this Saturday, April 2nd, Sycamore Field in Bidwell Park, where they're going to have a carnival that's free to everyone. Good place for kids to learn about sensory things. They're going to have things with smells and touch and hands-on things for people and kids. So that's the Autism Carnival on Saturday from 10 to 1 in Bidwell Park. I appreciate Rachel finding me and wanting to be on North State Give and Take to talk about her event. So if you're listening to this and you have an event or you have something that you're doing that we could talk about, I would love to have you on the show. You can call me at my number at 530-520-1593. You can text me there as well. And I do a Zoom interview, so it's not live on the air. It's pretty easy and not too intimidating. 530-520-1593. See all of my interviews at kzfr.org. Go to programs, go to the day, and then go down to North State Give and Take. Just like all the shows on KZFR, that's how they're archived. And you can see all the interviews that I've done. And hey, thanks for listening. Next week, I'll be talking with Bob Trausch and Sheldon Prazer and myself about our upcoming chat pancake breakfast at Card on Easter Sunday with an Easter egg hunt and all the pancakes you can eat, sausage, scrambled eggs, and a time to get together with our community and support chat. Following that, our pledge drive will be starting here at KZFR on the 13th of April. And in that pledge drive, I will be interviewing Grant, our general manager, to learn more about him and KZFR. We have our pledge drive, April 13th to April 22nd. We're looking for some good support. Thank you for all your contributions and all your support for community radio. It's lucky that we have one, and one that's so great. And thanks for listening to North State Give and Take. I'm Bobby Tryon, and coming up next is Ginger and Radioactive, followed by American Pastimes or the Zephyr Soul Stew, and then O Gentle Light. You're listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico. I'm Bobby Tryon, and thanks for listening. I'm glad you're out there.